Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio, Swift 98 and The Spur, heading into the guest interview segment today. And in studio is Sierra Mitchell with the Afton Food Pantry. Sierra, it's already the fifth annual Fighting Hunger Games food drive. You've been doing this for 5 years now, for crying out loud.
Yes, 5 solid strong years. I mean, I've been at the pantry for 9, but this is the fifth annual Fighting Hunger Games food drive. We're super excited about it.
Well, it is such a great event, and of course, all the proceeds and donations go to the Afton Food Pantry, and it is going on like right now. It sounds like door hangers are going up tonight, right?
Yes, so there will be youth scouring the Upper Valley. So if you see teenagers in your driveway, don't be alarmed. They are doing a good deed, for the most part, that I'm aware of. They should be hanging a door hanger on your doorsteps this evening. 5,000 of them should be going out to homes, and it's going to say everything that we're hoping to get, items we hope not to get, how to donate monetarily wise. If you don't want to put something outside your door, that's great. And then the food drive will actually happen in a week from now.
Excellent. And they'll come back around and pick up the food, right? You don't even have to take it in.
You don't even have to get out of your pajamas. You just set that bag of food right on the doorstep on October 7th, anywhere from 7 to 9, and the youth will be around to gather them.
Now, the Fighting Hunger Games food drive, it's unique because it does play off the Hunger Game books and movies, right?
Yes.
So it's actually a little competition. Tell us how that works.
Yeah, we have learned competition is where it's at. So historically, the District of Afton has always won, but Smoot has snuck in there a time or two. We'll see this year. Osmond and Fairview were very close last year to beating Afton. So we count it by usable items. So that's how we calculate things. We count everything. It is about 2,000 hours of volunteer time following the food drive to actually calculate all of it to the T. We also deduct any expired items. So we take that out of the town's total. And then this food drive is our largest food drive that we ever host. And it should fill us up, we hope, for the next year. It's really what we base all of our shelves on. But this year, the need is higher than ever. So we are just hoping for donations. And we're hoping that the communities get a little competitive with each other. And we hope that we just fill up our shelves.
All right. So door hangers go out tonight. Have your food back on your porches October 7th. And youth will be around to pick it up 7 to 9 p.m. District 1 is Smoot.
Yes.
District 2 is Osmond Fairview. 3 is Afton and 4 is Grover Auburn. So those are the teams,
yes,
if you will, competing against each other. Now, you mentioned you deduct expired or non-usable items. What's the deadline or what's the cutoff time for it to be no good?
Yes. So the no good items are anything a year past date. So if our food drive happens on October 7th, we cannot have anything that's older than October 7th of 2024. Food banks get to fall back 1 year on canned food. So we ask that you just take a minute to check your dates. It is hilarious when we are dating cans that are older than the teenagers who are dating them. Like, they get a good little chuckle. We got some toilet paper last year that is vintage on eBay. Like, and it's not even a white color. We don't even know, but we found it that we could have made $23 on eBay because it's vintage. Please check your dates. We cannot use items older than a year ago from our food date. Please, just if you'll just check them, it would help us. And if not, that's okay. They end up trying to go into animals. We kick them to our better late than never shelf. But really, we can't do anything with those items that are like 2004. And I'm sure you can all understand why. So we just ask that you check them. 1 year back is what we can follow.
Sierra Mitchell, president of the Afton Food Pantry, in studio this morning. Now, you mentioned the need is higher than ever. I hesitate to say it, but I mean, October starts tomorrow. So the holidays. are just around the corner, right?
So that's something to look forward to.
I know. So tell us about the need now, but especially as we head into this time of year.
Yeah, this has been a very interesting year for us. We have never served these high of numbers coming out of the summer. We are hitting 35 families right now. That number is not typical until the middle of winter. So the fact that all summer long we're hitting 35 families, and what's interesting to us is that every single week we're getting anywhere from 1 to 4 brand new patrons. That's where our concern follows, is because because if they all start coming on the same night, our numbers will just continue to rise. Then you mentioned the horrible H word, the holidays. So we are bracing for what could be up to at least 100 families per holiday, just for even, you know, the protein. We don't know that we can supply a whole meal this year due to lack of funding, but if that's 100 turkeys, that's a lot of money for the pantry. So we have to brace for what we anticipate will be some of the highest numbers we've seen in a very long time.
What are some of the biggest needs as far as items that you could really use right now?
Yeah, pasta is always a big contender. If you think about it, think about what your family eats the most. It's really what our patrons eat the most. Canned protein, tuna, chicken. Chicken's always the favorite, but tuna is great. Cereals, breakfast items, canned fruits and vegetables, canned fruits. We can't seem to keep peaches and pineapples on the shelf fast enough. We do take hygiene items, toothbrushes, toothpaste, toilet paper. We're almost out, so that would be great. We would love everyone to donate that so we can offer that out. Paper towels, paper goods. We do accept diapers, even if they're opened, because we'll bundle them up. And then there's some items people never think about. Baking supplies. We try to give everyone a baking supply kit for the holidays. Maybe they're making a pie or rolls. Cooking oil. You don't realize how much box food says use oil with it. Salt and pepper, simple, basic items that you might have that people don't think about. So those would be some great items. Please refer to our door hanger or our flyers on social media. We have everything that we're looking for, things that we're not looking for, what to donate that doesn't get donated often. Just refer to that door hanger.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, cold hard cash works too, right?
We love cold hard cash. So what happens after this food drive is we take any monetary donations and buy what didn't come in. And I'll tell you right off the bat, we already know we're buying mashed potatoes and rice. Those items do not come in abundance. We have a little joke. I've been telling the teenagers for years, like, remind mom and dad, we don't need the case of beans, okay? Like, we have some for like 7 more years. We all know that in our own food storage, beans is a big one, and we get it, corn, green beans. But those are items we get in abundance. So if you can think outside the box for maybe some rice, some mashed potatoes, more pasta, those would be fantastic items that would help fill our shelves. But when in doubt, we'll take the money and we'll go do the shopping following this food drive.
Again, door hangers go out tonight for the 5th annual Fighting Hunger Games Youth Canned Food Drive. And then the youth will be back around next week on Tuesday, October 7th to collect everything. It's all for the Upper Valley communities in Star Valley, and everything benefits the Afton Food Pantry. Sierra Mitchell, president of the Afton Food Pantry, anything we missed?
No, just thank you so much to the community. This food drive is really what we depend on for almost a full year of donations. So we're just so thankful for continued support. We do ask if you can maybe leave a light on that helps the youth to see it. If the weather is horrible, it is hard for the youth to see donations on the doorstep. So we're going to just ask for a little bit of grace. If your donations get missed, I will spend the whole next day driving the community and picking up any missed donations. You can also drop them by the Afton Food Pantry anytime, Wednesday, Thursday. We will be living there. My bed is already set up. The youth have already taken our slots in huge groups, because this food drive, like I said, last year we had to count, move, day over 14,000 items. We hope this one's bigger because our shelves are a lot emptier at this time of the year and we have higher numbers. So we hope we're dating, you know, 20,000 items. But it just takes a lot of volunteer effort to make this all happen. So thank you for the volunteers who have stepped up. Thank you for SVI for promoting it for us. And just thank you to the community for making this as successful as it can be. We truly, truly appreciate all the generous donations.
That's Sierra Mitchell, president of the Afton Food Pantry. It's the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.